Big win for Melbourne United over the 36ers, 104-73 at the State Netball and Hockey Centre. One of the stars for Melbourne United has been since he arrived. Casper Ware's on the line. G'day, Casper.
Hi, how are you doing?
Going very well. How'd you pull up after yesterday's game?
I'm great.
No sore points, no problems. You're all good?
Yeah, all good.
How have you fitted into, firstly, I guess, the Melbourne United organisation? It seems from the outside like it's been a very, very smooth transition.
Yeah, it's been very smooth. I mean, all the people around me made it easy, from the teammates, from the organisation, like the management. So it made it very easy because everybody's a good people around me. So it made it really easy.
Casper, what did you know about the competition before you joined United?
Oh, I know a little bit about it because I had a few mates that played here, like James Ennis, Jordan McRae. So I knew a few of them. They told me about it.
What attracted you to come and play in this comp?
I just thought it was just a good opportunity for me to come here and just play and just try to help a team win.
You mentioned James Ennis, who obviously came out here and then finished up back in the NBA. Is that what you're hoping will happen to you, obviously?
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's my main goal, to get back to the NBA. So that, I'm always thinking that. But for now, I'm just learning about being here at Melbourne and trying to play hard and win.
Given that you played at all different places around the world, how have you found the transition to playing the kind of Australian NBL style of basketball?
I think it's much easier for me. It's a lot of shooters and, you know, playmakers around here more than the world. So it's very much easier for me to fit here because that's my style of play.
How hard is it for you just to walk into an organisation like Melbourne United, as from the outside, as it looks like you've done, and just walk in and, you know, start shooting 30-point games and running the floor and just look like you've been there for 10 years?
Yeah, now I have to give credit to my teammates because they made it easy for me, you know, like Chris, Todd, they accepted me really with open arms. So they made it so much easier, so much smoother for me to come here and just play and just be myself.
Now, you played with Dave Anderson before, haven't you? I think in France, was it?
Yes, we played in France last year.
So you come in, you've got someone you know and who you've played with already, which makes it a lot easier, but then, of course, he gets injured.
Yeah, that was a big loss for us, you know, so... But still, you know, it's like the next player up. So I'm glad our teammates stepped up to the plate because he's a big piece of our team.
And obviously, you've had to make some transitions. Dave goes down, Devin Williams goes down, Josh Boone comes in. How have you found that transition with all those things going on?
I mean, Josh came in and he's big for us right now. He's doing all the little things we need. And he just stepped in that role real easy like I did. And he's accepting his role.
Casper, in terms of you know, making this your pathway to get back onto an NBA roster somewhere, what is it that you're working on in your game to improve to get you to make that step?
Oh, my step is all about winning. You know, no matter what I do, I just want my team to win. I'm the point guard. No matter what you do, I'm judged off winning. So that's all I want to do.
Obviously, you had a really good college career in America, and you know, got a little sort of taste of the NBA. In terms of getting back there, is that something that already people have started talking to you about? Or is your agent shopping you around with some of the tapes of your Melbourne United performances?
Right now, I'm just worrying about the season right now. That's ahead of me. I mean, when this season over with Melbourne, I'll talk to my agent and see what he got going on with the NBA team. But for right now, my main focus is just playing with Melbourne and trying to win the championship.
Must be quite unnerving in a way to look at the ladder and how volatile the ladder is to the point where you currently sit second on the ladder where a couple of weeks back you were last.
Yeah, I mean, I just give credit to my teammates and just how hard we worked through the weeks. We moved up, but at any day, it could change. So we try to take one game at a time.
Now, you got obviously most of the next sort of month or two is month or 6 weeks is on the road because of the tennis at your main venue there at High Sense Arena. So they're going to be back at the State Netball Centre for your home games. But on the road for the next two against Illawarra and Adelaide, a couple of toughies.
Yeah, it's going to be tough, but that's where you know when you're a tough team, you know, playing on the road and winning on the road. Winning tough games on the road lets you know that you're ready to win the championship.
Has there been anything about playing here that surprised you, Casper?
I mean, not really. I heard the talent level was really good, and like, it got a lot of shooters here. So I wasn't surprised because, like I said, I talked to a few mates. I got back home, like James and Jordan McCray, and they told me about it.
What did you know about someone like Chris Golding before you walked into Melbourne United? Were you aware of him at all?
I wasn't aware of Chris Golding, but I'm definitely aware of him now.
he's a great talent. Do you sort of kind of look at someone like Chris and go, why isn't he playing in the NBA?
Yeah, I mean, he's amazing. The shots he makes, so I look like, how did he do that? So he's a great player.
Well, I'm sure they look at some of the shots you make and wonder about that too. You hit a game winner on Thursday night. You've hit a couple of game winners in this competition. Is there sort of ice running through your veins when you get into that situation towards the end of a game when you've got to take that shot? You're cool, calm, and collected. From the outside, that's what it looks like. What's going on inside?
Inside, I've been there plenty of times before, so it's just, for me, it just kind of come natural, and I'm like, I'm ready to take that shot, the big shot. Like, I want the big shot. That's what I want.
How obviously the confidence within the group with a win over the side that sits on top of the ladder, beating the 36ers this weekend. You got him again in a week or so's time. But the confidence within the group must be really good at the moment.
Oh, yeah, we're feeling good together. You know, we're finally clicking. You know, we're playing well. But like I said, we just want to take it one game at a time and don't want to look ahead too far. So that's what we're doing.
Second versus third for this next game when you play Illawarra on Saturday night. All the best of luck with that, Casper. Hey, it's great to have you in Melbourne. Great to have you as part of Melbourne United. And keep shooting those 30-point games. No one's going to complain about that.
All right, thank you.
Good on you, Casper. We're there from Melbourne United. 30-point game and 7 assists in their win yesterday. Big win, 104-73 over the 36ers, and they find themselves now second on the ladder, above Illawarra sit and the Sydney Kings, who've kind of got the staggers a bit, the Sydney Kings, Andrew Gaze's team. So they've gone from really trying to claw their way into a top four spot to being second on the ladder and only one game shy of Adelaide. Pretty tough assignment for them in the next sort of 10 or 12 days. They've got Illawarra Saturday night at Illawarra, then they play Adelaide in Adelaide on the Thursday the 12th, and then they're home back at the State Netball Centre on the 14th, game against Cairns. So some big games coming up in the next few weeks, but they're all big games because, as we've said before, no one really deserves to be on the bottom of the ladder in the NBL at the moment because they're all very good teams. They can all knock each other off. But good to have Casper Ware on the program.